Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com. A Prayer for When God Wrecks Your Dreams by Mandy Smith. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Isaiah 55:8-9. Is there a dream in your heart that you feel is being delayed? If you look hard enough, you may see another blessing in disguise. Some dreams of mine include being a wife and mother. I am single, but I am grateful to God that He has been able to fulfill the emotional longings I have in unexpected ways. I understand the heart-numbing pain of a dream that has not come into fruition. It's hard to consider a wait or a no to be loving, isn't it? We can often feel neglected, lonely, heartbroken, tired, or hopeless. In this society of social media overload, there are things that can pop up on a newsfeed that can cut deeper than any sharp-edged sword. Seeing someone receive a blessing you have cried, worked for, prayed for, and dreamed of while you are still in the waiting room is ridiculously hard. We are called to be joyful with our brothers and sisters in Christ. Rejoice with those who rejoice, but we are also called to mourn with those who mourn. Romans 12:15. Many times when we receive a dream come true, we talk about the faithfulness of God, and rightly so. But being honest, I always come back to this next thought. If my dream does not come true, if I never receive what I've knocked on heaven's door for year after year, does that mean God is not faithful? I hope you know what the answer is, but just in case, let me remind you and myself of this single truth. God is faithful to us at all times, whether our dreams come true or not. His faithfulness to me is saving me from an eternity apart from Him. When I look back at things I've gone through, I also see a bigger picture of His faithfulness and His guiding hand in my life. He is faithful to complete His work in us, but not to complete our dream to-do list. Being confident of this, that He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Philippians 1:6. God is still good. God is still omnipotent. God is still faithful to us because He is God and I am not. May you be comforted by the assurance that staying rooted in the Lord is the most assured way to live a full, joyful, and dream come true kind of life. But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in Him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes, its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought, and never fails to bear fruit. Jeremiah 17:7-8. The only way we can have a content heart and a joyful life is letting Him love us, pursue us, and fill the heart-numbing ache we have with His grace. It doesn't always make it easy to let go of a dream or to let it sit still for a season, and I know God recognizes that. Don't forget that we are what He dreams of and desires, and He loves us so much. His will and dreams for us are more than we can even imagine, and that's more than okay. God, thank You that Your will and Your plan is always perfect. It might not be easy or always feel good, but I know You see the big picture and know what's best for me. You are always good. You are always faithful. You always have steadfast love for Your children. These are truths that will never be untrue. So help me live in light of those truths today. Help me have peace as I meditate on what it means that you are always good, faithful, and full of steadfast love for me. Help me face today with confidence, knowing that your plan is greater than all of my dreams. Lord, I love you. Thank you for the life that I have in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, or art to make, or perhaps businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andrus, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. If you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform today or lifeaudio.com.